Shabbos Perchof Mishnah Beis. Noisin Mayim Agabi Shmarim B'Shvil Sheyitzalu. One is allowed to pour water onto Shmarim, which is sediment that's, let's say, sitting on top of a strainer. And this sediment was sitting there before Shabbos. In order, Sheyitzalu, which means it becomes clear, meaning the sediment becomes clear because you're pouring water over it so that the wine, the purple parts of the sediment, goes out and you have clean sediment. The second shot that the Rav gives is that you had the sediment in the bottom of the wine barrel and you would pour water onto the sediment so that the wine also would be mixed with the water and be drawn out of the sediment into the rest of the wine in the barrel. And either way, the Rav explains this is not the Derech of Boirer. I saw one of the Mefarshim explain because what's happening really here is that not just that the wine is coming out of the sediment, but there's water mixed with the same wine that's coming out of the sediment. And therefore, when water and wine together come out, it's not a problem of Boirer. Umisananin asayayin b'sudarin, and one is allowed to filter wine with sudarin. This is a cloth. Now, what do we mean by filtering wine? You're not allowed to filter wine with a cloth to take out sediment. What we mean here, the Rav explains, is that sometimes wine had like white little things in the wine, that many people would still drink it, but you'd rather make the wine clear. So they would filter the wine through a cloth. Now, the cloth had to specifically be a cloth that was designated for this. Otherwise, we'd be afraid that they would try to squeeze it out on Shabbos, and that would be a problem of malabin. But a regular cloth that's designated for the wine, nobody's going to do that because the cloth is always just going to be dirty with wine. So since people would drink the wine as is, therefore it's not a problem of borer. Also, uvekfifa mitzris. You can do the same thing if you'd put a wicker basket on top inside of another basket. The Rav explains that this top wicker basket that's sitting on the top of another basket, so the bottom platform of the outer basket and the bottom platform of the wicker basket that's right inside of it, on top of it, there can't be a tefach between them because otherwise it's like an ohel arai. So we don't want it to look like an ohel. Therefore, the bottom of the two receptacles, the bottom of the wicker basket that's inside and on top of the other kli, there can't be a space of a tefach between that. Mishnah continues, V'noisnin beitza b'misanenes shel charadol, and one is allowed to put an egg into a filter of mustard. Now, the mustard had parts of the mustard that were not so edible, not so nice, and parts that were edible. And mustard in general, the Rav explains, was something that didn't look so appealing. It looked very cloudy and murky. And many times they would pour eggs on things to make it look bright and shiny. And since his kavana was not to be bora, because what would happen is when they poured the egg on it, the egg would inevitably drip and pull away from this mustard, the parts of the mustard that you didn't want. And normally we would think that's bora, but the truth is the guy's kavana has nothing to do with that. His kavana is just to make the mustard nice and shiny. So the Mefarshim explained that even if you hold that Malacha Shein Etzricha L'Gufa is chayiv, you hold that this is a psik reishon, it's a problem as far as that. Mefarshim explained it's not a problem at all here because there's no Malacha of Bora going on at all. Because similar like we said by trapping, if one is trapping something that's going to, that he's afraid of, a dangerous animal, that we said that even according to the Mefarshim, like the Rambam, that held the Malacha Shein Etzricha L'Gufa is normally chayiv, he didn't hold that that case was chayiv. And the way the Mishnah Berurah explained is because that's not even within the tzura of tzeda. That's not what trapping is. Trapping is when I trap something to keep it. That's not, otherwise it's not even called trapping. So too by borer, the Mefarshim explained a similar thing. That's not even called borer when I'm pouring something out to color it. So even if something inevitably happens, that thing that inevitably happens, there's no mice of borer at all. And a lot of has to do with kavana when we deal with borer. It's when I'm taking psolus from och, I'm taking something I don't want to eat and I'm taking it away from what I want to eat. And nothing like that or anything like that is happening here. V'osin anumlin b'shabbos, so one is allowed to make anumlin that's made with wine, honey, and pepper. Farisol explains that it was a complicated thing to make, and it was a little bit professional-like, and people used to make it for a, you know, to store for a long time. So the problem with this, one would think, is that it's an uvda d'chol. It's not Shabbos-tik to do this. Still, the Mishnah tells us, according to Tanakhama, it's not a problem. Rabbi Yehuda Amir b'shabbos, it depends. B'shabbos b'kos, you should only make enough for a kos. B'yamtiv b'login, yamtiv, it's the size of a jug, not just a cup. Uva moed, and a chol moed b'chav is a whole barrel. Rabbi Tzadik Omer hakolafia orchon. Rabbi Tzadik says, we don't have shurim like this with anumlin. Rather, it all depends on how many guests you're going to have. But the Tanakhama said it didn't matter. Guests, Shabbos, Yontif, whatever, it's all the same shir. Even on Shabbos, you can make as much as you want. The Rav says the halachas like the Tanakhama.